It's Wednesday, the 25th of May. This is a Terraza cast in that I'm sitting on my terraza up on the Calle Valderivas in Madrid. It's around 8 o'clock in the evening and the temperature is about 29 degrees, which frankly is fantastic. Summer is clearly here, which is great except for when you're riding around on a moped in heavy traffic or a scooter. With a lot of diesel fumes surrounding you on all sides and a helmet on your head, which tends to keep rather a lot of heat in. So that is going to be interesting once we get to August, late July, when it's 45 degrees. Who knows how I will survive on the Vespa then. Anyway, first of all, this was going to be a kind of strategy cast. Saying a little bit about what these podcasts might be about and so on, but I think, wow, an enormous blackbird has just flown past. I hope he starts singing. The thing I was going to say was, if anybody actually listens to this podcast, I'd be extremely grateful to know, just out of interest really. So you can either leave a comment under the podcast entry on my website, www.notesfromspain.com, notesfromspain.com, or you can go to the same website and send me an email from there. There's a link which takes you to another website of mine where there's an email form. Okay, another thing that I would encourage anyone to do is to go to blogspain.com, especially if you live in Spain. Start blogging or taking photos of Spain and then let me know through blogspain.com and I'll stick your blog or podcast or photos up on there or a link to them. I really want that to take off. Hopefully we can get some kind of blogosphere working in Spain, where people who live out here can kind of get together to provide a global general impression of what it's like. Anyway, so another bomb today in Madrid. I was taking a motorbike lesson. I've got a test tomorrow for the big motorbike license. I was driving around the circuit and in the north of Madrid, up the Calle Alcalá, or in fact that could be the east. Anyway, there was an enormous boom, very sort of metallic thud boom, and I knew straight away that it was a bomb because on March the 11th last year, when the horrific train bombs went off in Madrid, we were actually in a flat 200 metres from Atocha station, and I was lying in bed trying to relax before getting up when the first bomb went off, and it was very clear at that time that it was a bomb. And as I wrote on the blog earlier, you can hear a lot of banging and crashing in Madrid, and you often think, God, was that a shot or was it a small bomb? But you know, often it's just building materials being dumped off a truck or a skip, an empty waste skip being dropped on the ground. But a bomb going off has a very specific noise, and obviously it's very alarming. If you hear it and then you see a plume of smoke rising nearby and you hear all the sirens. Sí, hello. ¿Qué tal? Muy bien. ¿Qué haces ahí arriba?
Revisando un poco.
Ah, y la vista debe estar muy bien, ¿no?
Está buenísimo.
Sí.
Es que los chicos estos que viven al frente tuyo.
¿Dónde?
Aquí en el sexto, C.
Al otro lado. That was cool. It gave me a big shock. I was sitting here on the wooden chair on my terrace and suddenly someone started talking to me. I couldn't see them. And I realised it was the porter, a very nice guy from Venezuela, who was leaning over the parapet of the roof, looking down onto our terrace, which is on the top floor, talking to me. So anyway, hence all the burbling off into Spanish. Anyway, so he said he was up on the roof, and I asked if I could go up and take some pictures, because I've been up there once, and there's some pretty cool views of Madrid. And he said, yeah, I've left it open today because the people who live opposite you are out here. They like to come up and sit on the roof. So I leave it open occasionally during the day for them. So yeah, it was great. Went up on the roof with him and Marina, the wife. And I've taken some photos, which I'll stick up on the Flickr account, which was very cool, was I took a photo down onto our terrace, which is a bit of a mess at the moment. But anyway, if you're interested, you can have a look. I'll stick the photos up on Flickr. I think the address will be www.flickr, which is flickr.com/photos/notes from Spain, but I haven't set it up yet. Anyway, I'll put the link on the show notes for this podcast. And yeah, it was great. Took lots of pictures of the views around to the south of Madrid. Very interesting. I'm going to have to get up there more often. I wanted to actually continue the podcast up there describing what I could see, but I was up there with him and my wife, and I was a bit embarrassed about kind of wandering around speaking English when I was there with them. So, anyway, what on earth was I going to talk about today? Yes, there was a bomb this morning. I sent a text, I think I put it on the web log. I might have mentioned this a minute ago, saying to my wife, I wish bombs would stop going off near me in Madrid, which she wasn't very pleased that I'd sent her that. She phoned up in about 10 seconds flat saying, do you think it's amusing sending me messages like that? And I thought, well, maybe it wasn't the best thing to say. But it's kind of true, because apart from the fact that I wish bombs would stop going off permanently, full stop, anywhere, it's kind of unnerving when you're within sort of half a kilometre vicinity and the sirens get going. Last year, when the March the 11th attacks happened, we were actually stuck in our flat while the first three or four... What was that? A mobile phone somewhere. Three or four bombs went off. And it was... Well, it put me in a bit of a state of shock for the rest of the day, and the next day as well. I was coming back down towards the flat near the station the day after the March the 11th bombs, and suddenly I was surrounded by police cars rushing towards the station. I was stuck in my car very near the station in traffic. It looked like another bomb was going to go off, and well, it was a practically nervous breakdown time. So how on earth people survive in places like Iraq, where bombs and serious casualties are an everyday event, I really cannot begin to imagine, because even just the very occasional boom around Madrid, whether it has consequences or not, is a bit worrying on a personal level, you know, let alone, obviously, I'm not just worrying about myself, the consequences for other people are tremendous, and if only all this bombing would stop. Anyway, last night we went to see The Revenge of the Sith in the cinema here, and, well, very good special effects, but I think aged 32, I might be getting too old for this kind of thing. As a friend of mine said today, it's the kind of thing, once you get over a certain age, you need to go and see it with a kid to really kind of enjoy it and share their enjoyment of it. But one thing I noticed before the programme was there were a lot of adverts, and before the film started in the cinema, and the quality of the adverts was absolutely terrible. There wasn't one advert which made you think, now that was clever. And I remember in the past, a lot of adverts used to make you stop and think, what a clever advert. I mean, maybe you bought the thing, maybe you didn't, but you at least appreciated a lot of effort had gone into it. Well, I don't know what's happening to advertising people these days. The sort of dumbing down effect, it might be that, but the quality of the adverts I saw were just thoughtless, blatant, or just stupid, so stupid that you just wanted to leave the cinema immediately. And I actually wonder if the days of the televised, projected, visual 30-second, one-minute advert are numbered, because, I mean, look on telly now, here in Spain particularly, you have 20 minutes sometimes of adverts during a film, several advert breaks. Again, just atrocious quality, nothing clever. You know, even the people with a lot of money to spend, like the car advertisers, they're not doing anything special anymore. It's just generally a load of rubbish. And I just can't see how these have any effect anymore, because we're so used to it as a medium that people just switch off. I hope people just switch off. And I think there must hopefully, I really hope, come a day when that kind of televised advert ceases to be effective to an extent whereby advertisers stop spending money on it and they just take adverts off our screens, be it cinema screens or television screens. And of course I'm talking about the traditional advert. I know that adverts will never leave our screens, obviously. But I mean, a bit of clever product placement, that doesn't bother me. If I'm watching a James Bond film and he's driving a BMW, then, you know, I think, well, why not? I can see that's a cool BMW. It might make me want to buy one. Fair enough. As long as it's not too blatant, then I don't mind. But this kind of sit down and watch 30 seconds of images solely devoted to selling me something when it's really badly done, I just hope it goes away, really, and we can be left to watch normal television. And the other thing is this dumbing down effect. You know, why are we dumbing down? Why is it that the powers that be in broadcasting have decided that we need to be shown simpler and simpler stuff on the telly? You know, stupid reality shows, game shows, pathetically characterised series. The dumbing down effect is universal. Even in the good old BBC, there's been a lot of criticism recently about the quality of their programming and the dumbing down effect. Why can't we dumb up? Why can't we intelligence up for a while? Why can't we just really start teaching people interesting things, really going for the great documentaries again, the cultural highlights, the sort of brain, the television with a brain. What happened to it? I'm sure that there used to be far more of it around in Spain now. It's just not possible to watch television. I mean, I really have been thinking of getting rid of the thing. If it wasn't for the occasional DVD, there would be no point in having a television. Even the news is basically rubbish. So I'm kind of thinking that's one great thing about podcasting. At least if people want to, they can try and start being a little bit intelligent again. I'm not saying that I am at all. I'm just sort of commentating on this and that. But, well, it's someone's point of view. I hope I'm not talking absolute rubbish. But yeah, it puts the whole broadcast phenomenon back into the hands of normal people. Makes it pretty accessible, because normal radio as well is completely formulaic and dumbed down these days, you know, and increasingly full of stupid adverts. So well, podcasting is a step forward, and of course so is blogging, because it allows people to publish what is effectively their own column, their own newspaper column on the internet for anyone to read. And it's great, you know, people being creative again. Dave Weiner, who had a lot to do with inventing podcasting, talks about this on his podcast on, I think it's either the 12th or the 14th of May 2005. You can find it by going to his website, www.morningcoffeenotes.com, morningcoffeenotes.com. Look for that. It's called the Pisa podcast, as in the Leaning Tower of Pisa, where you see the little photo of the tower, and it mentions that podcast. Listen to that, because it's a intelligent piece of work. Basically, it starts off talking about conferences. If you're not interested in that, just wait, because there's some good stuff after that. And it's basically this idea that the internet is going to allow us all to be creative again. It's going to put creativity back in the hands of the people. And I fully suggest that if you're not creative in any other way, such as painting or photography or whatever, well, get on the internet and make a podcast or start a blog. You can get great free blogging software. Details of all of this can be found at blogspain.com, of how to start blogging. Free people like blogger.com, run by Google. They've got a great free service. Or take loads of photos and stick them on Flickr, flickr.com, flickr.com. You know, be creative. Stick it out there. Anyway, enough ranting about that. I think that's probably enough for one day. I don't think I've got much else to mention, but yes, please, if you do hear this, leave me a comment on my blog, notesfromspain.com, or if you've got any questions about Spain, living in Spain, life in Spain, how to get a job in Spain, where to work in Spain, please get in touch as well. There's a link, a contact me link on notesfromspain.com, and I'll be very happy to say hello on the podcast, to answer your questions, and quite frankly, just to know that anybody's heard this, really. I mean, I don't actually care if they don't. If one person did, it'd be very nice. But, well, it might make my day. Anyway, that's enough for now. Let's hope for less bombs and better television. There we go. What a philosophical moment. Okay. Bye-bye.